morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALX Subcommittee on Finance and Budget call taking place on Thursday, 5th of January 2017 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, on our English channel, we have Ellen Greenberg, Cheryl Langdonor, Daniel Nangaka, Maureen Hilliard, Olivier Chapin-Leblanc, Tijani Benjema, Kylie Kent, Abdul Jalil Bashar Bong, Sarah Kidden, Alan Scoot, Glenn McKnight, Nadira El Araj, Andrei Kolesniko, Judith Hellerstein, Well Fakir, Javier Roajove, Sean Ojedeji, Ariel Meshal, Sebastian Bacholet, and Eric Schweighofer. On the Spanish channel, we have Harold Arco. We haven't received any apologies for today's call, but Dave NNC Lexing just informed me that he will be joining us a bit late. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Evin Erdoğdu, and myself, Yeşim Nazlar. Our Spanish interpreters today are Veronica and David. Finally, if I could please remind all participants on the phone bridge as well as on computers to state your names before speaking, not only for the transcript purposes, but also for the interpretation purposes as well. And over to you, Ellen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. First of all, welcome to this call. If the number of people attending is heartwarming, I don't think we've ever had this level of attendance before at these meetings, at least not in my memory. This is a relatively important group. The Finance and Budget Subcommittee is responsible for, among other things, in putting together the special budget request that funds an awful lot of the activities within the ALAC and within the regions over the coming year. If you look at the history, we have gone from some years where we did exceedingly poorly to doing pretty well these days. That is, not only getting our share, but getting a large percentage of the projects that we request funded. Not always through the budget request process, interestingly enough, but usually we have done quite well. This group is not a rubber stamp. We expect the people in this group to work within their region to put together the requests, and then when they come here as a group, to vet them. In some cases, recommend changes. In other cases, we have rejected projects that we feel either should not be funded or will not be funded for various reasons. And as a result, as I said, we had pretty impressive results last year, certainly. The timeline, as Heidi will describe, is exceedingly tight. So we have a lot of work to do in the next less than a month. I suspect the deadline may end up slipping slightly, although Heidi will tell us that can't happen. But we have a hard work ahead of us. So I look forward to seeing the process through. We'll talk a little bit more about the details of what we're doing and how we make our decisions and what the involvement of people is within the RALOs as we go forward. But overall, this group essentially is the gatekeeper to the budget requests. And as you'll see, we do take our job seriously. And certainly last year, which was one of the first years that I participated very heavily in the process, it's a learning experience, and quite impressed about how well people have taken the job seriously, so I look forward to it. We have lots of observers, participants in the meeting, and I hope that will continue. Everyone is welcome to speak to the extent that time allows. When we have formal decisions to be made, if there are formal decisions to be made, those will be made by the formal members, the ones appointed by the ALAC and by the regions. Heidi, have I covered everything, or have I forgotten anything really crucial?
Alana, this is Heidi. I think that you've covered some of the basics. Do you wish to go over the criteria from not only the finance department, but also what the FBSC from last year developed that worked well for the at-large?
I think that is under agenda item 3.
Okay.
At least someone wrote criteria there, so I'm assuming that's what it is.
So did you? That was meant to be a segue. Do you want to?
Okay.
Into?
Thank you very much. All right. We are now on agenda item 3, apparently. Yes, why don't we do the criteria first? Because I think that's a good example. If we can pull up the document, I think the fiscal year 18 wiki page has it at the top. Has them at the top of it. If we could put that.
Correct, Alan. And this is Heidi again. And the reason we switched that, and I hope this is a really key page, this at-large fiscal year 18 budget development workspace. And it's key because it has not only the criteria from the ALAC, which all of the requests coming in from at-large and the ALAC need to follow, but also the finance criteria. And there, every year, there are maybe one or two more from the finance department that are important to understand before submitting the request. And also on that page is the template, and that is the template that all requests have to be submitted to the FBSC and then through to the ICANN controller.
So you're on a roll. Why don't you continue?
Oh, okay. So again, I'm not going to go over the finance criteria. That's something that, as you discuss with your regions, you really do need to stress that before submitting any kind of request to the FBSC to take a look at what those requests are. And one of them in particular is that requests that where anyone from the community is going to be part of that, is getting basically going to be paid for any work, I don't believe can happen anymore. So it would need to be a request where there are no funds coming to anyone from the community. So, Alan, for the ALAC criteria, I'm just going to read them, basically, and if anyone has any questions, Alan or I can hopefully answer them. The first is that outreach should not be a major focus. And the reason for that is that we now have funds from the GSE that we can work with, and we also have the CROP program that each RALO gets 5 trips for doing outreach activities. And I know that there is some discussion about doing outreach at the this year's IGF in Geneva, and that's something that we can just start early and work with the government engagement. I think that we can get some outreach activities going there. The next request is that if any requests, yes, that's just the point about the CROP, then proposals should include ways in which will make the ALAC and or the at-large community more effective and develop the at-large community. And I think, again, in this period of the at-large review, I think that's going to be a major focus for this year. So that's something that you might wish to think about as you go forward. The RALO request must go through a bottom-up process within their RALO prior to being submitted for consideration by the FBSC. And that's something that we're not at 100% yet, is that as you reach out, and you're the representatives for your region, as you reach out to your RALOs, if you could please stress that any request needs to first be approved and be discussed within the RALO before going to the FBSC. Every year in the past, we've had one or two that have somehow slipped by, and they are submitted directly to the controller, and we hear about them very late in the process. So that also means that we're not able to, as a group or as staff, consult with that person submitting it on how to improve it and increase its chances of being approved. That's another reason why it's important to go through this process. Then, in terms of the General Assembly summit timeline, that actually is now being more streamlined this year, for fiscal year 18. It is AP RALO that is scheduled to get a General Assembly. I believe you still need to go through this process to do that, but it should be pretty much rubber stamped. Now, for the summit that is scheduled in the next, I think it's 2019, that does not need to go through a fiscal year process for the next fiscal year. Okay, and then let's see. So Rob's going to be on the call in about 15 minutes, and he's going to talk a little bit about the process and the approach that they're taking, the staff are taking for proposals that are likely to be going into the core budget. So I'm going to wait to address that point until Rob comes on the call. Alan, should I go ahead and continue on to the timeline?
No, I want to talk about this for a little bit.
Okay.
Properly, I think, and maybe going forward, we're going to. I would like to change criteria to guidelines. That is, as I said earlier, this group is a group with discretion, and we will bend our guidelines on occasion when we think it's appropriate, but for what are perceived as good reasons. So you will see occasional outreach things going out. You will see things that perhaps should be part of the core budget but aren't, because last year we I think quite effectively used several of these budget requests to call attention to an issue which had been ignored for a long time. One of them was the translation problem, which still isn't fixed on the Latin American Caribbean mailing list. But there's a number of times that we have used these budget requests, I think effectively, bending the criteria. But if so, that's a decision that's going to be made consciously as we go forward. So I don't want to dwell too much on the details of it, but the overall gist is that part of our job is to, number one, make sure we make good use and we benefit from these budget requests, and second of all, to make sure that we are increasing the chances that they are successful. So yes, we are acting as gatekeepers. Some people on occasion find that offensive, but this is a competitive process. There's only a certain amount of money in the overall pot, and we want to make sure that what we get is the best use of it. I prefer that we make some decisions rather than they be made for us by finance staff. Tijani, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you very much. Tijani speaking. I would like to stress on the fact that the work that we are doing in the Finance and Budget Subcommittee regarding the additional requests is to make all the requests acceptable, not to control what make the RALOs or the ALSs. Our job is to facilitate. Our job is to advise. Our job is to correct. It is not to prevent. It is not to stop. It is not a barrier. It must be clear for everyone that no one is here to stop any project, but the project should be acceptable. We are here to advise, to show, to make the request acceptable. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. One of the next thing I'd like to do is not review last year's document, not review last year's request, but call attention to them. Anyone who is not a part of the process last year really needs to look at a number of different documents. The first, and is listed in agenda item 3A1, we seem to have some noise on the line. If we could try to find out where it is. I think it may be Tijani's line, but I'm not sure. Started at that point. The first document is last year's request. And if you go through it, and we don't need to now, but anyone new on the group should be doing this, look at the requests, read through them, and you will see that in some cases we did decide not to put forward a request. And usually that was because we believed that it was so far from something that was going to be accepted, or the amount of it was such that it was not to anyone's advantage, to our overall advantage to do it. The overall pot of money is finite, and I don't remember what it is this year. It's something in the order of a little bit more than $500,000. If we put a request, single request in for a quarter of that, and this is for all of the ACs and SOs, then if we get it, we're not getting anything else. And so that's a decision that this group has to make going forward. But Tijani is correct. In general, we are not here to prevent, but we do have to make decisions based on what is going forward. And, of course, it is up to each person who represents the RALO to work with the RALO to make sure that when requests come into us, they fit the overall guidelines, and we're not in a position where we have to make even consider that kind of request. Tijani, is that a new hand or an old hand?
A new one. I'd like to add only something. One request is not acceptable. One request is not acceptable. Our duty as a subcommittee is to advise the requester that this request is not acceptable because of this and this and this. Tell them, please correct it according to that. It is not our right to only stop the project and not pass it. We have to discuss with the requester to give him what is wrong and to make him correct it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Experience in the past has said when we have done that, it has not always resulted in a positive result. But yes, that certainly is something that we should be attempting, recognizing our timeline is very tight at this. So we don't have an opportunity for lots of iterations. The second document, which I think you want to look at, and that one you really want to look at very soon, is the full list of requests from all ACs and SOs, not only because you may get some interesting ideas from what they have requested, but also to get a feeling for what is accepted by the financial and budget, by the staff people reviewing the requests, and to get a feel for what kind of projects are more likely to fund and what kind they're less likely to fund. So I think both of those documents, especially if you're new, but even if you've done it before, are worth reviewing. And I think I've pretty well done that. Tijani, again, a new hand?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Heidi, over to you at this point. Is Rod with us? Rob with us yet? Is
Hi,
Heidi with us?
Alan, no, he is not. And he should be here in the next 10 minutes or so. So, Alan, if you agree, I will go through the... Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you go through the process and timetable at this point?
Yeah, so again, this is a very, as Alan said, this is a very tight timetable this year, and we're already on the 5th. So the kickoff was on the 15th of December, and the deadline for submission to the ICANN controller is on the 30th of January. So we have about 25 days for that, and during that time, a lot needs to happen. So the first is that we have now sent the notice of the opening of the fiscal year 18 project. We sent that right before the holiday break. And then what we're asking you to do is to go back to your regions, your RALOs, and stress they need to start working on this and to go through the RALO for discussion. So the RALOs from the 20th of December through the 16th, RALOs are to review any ALS requests or complete template on behalf of the RALO and send it to staff. Then between the 18th of January and the 20th, there will be discussions of the proposals that have been received with the finance staff and this group. Then between the 24th of January, or on the 24th, there will be a call, and there will be a revised proposal to be sent to the SBSC for final review. On the 25th, between the 25th and the 27th of January, the FDSU will review all the RALO requests, and then I will be working with Alan to ensure that by the 30th, that all of the approved and revised requests are submitted to the ICANN controller. Then, I think, and Rob may explain this a little bit in greater detail, then the next stage is it goes internal. And there is a group, a cross-departmental group, that reviews the requests from all ACSOs and SGs. And then during ICANN 58, there will be a chance for consultations with all from between finance and the AC and SOs. Then between March 20th and April 14th, there will be a final assessment and recommendations from staff. There is a stepped approach internally as it goes from one level, and then through these consultations with the community, it goes up to a senior level. And then between May 15th and the 31st of May, there will be a review by the ICANN board, and the board of them will then approve it, approve those recommendations that are going to go through at the May board meeting. Alan, back to you.
I think time to open it for questions. As you'll know from the timeline, we're tight. We're halfway through the process at this point. I suspect in many regions there has not been any discussion yet. So although in theory we opened the process at the 15th of December, that's not a really great time to start a discussion with many of our groups. So I think a lot of the focus is going to have to be at the regional side right now. And it's up to the people on this within this group to use the cattle prods or whatever to get people moving. I'd like to open the floor up to any questions or comments, if there are any. I guess we've been crystal clear. There are no comments. Would you like to do a song or dance waiting for Rob at this point? I know no one wants to listen to me sing.
Are you volunteering, Alan?
Trust me, you don't want to hear me sing. But you're welcome to. You're welcome to, Tizani, if you'd like. Tizani is entertaining us with sound effects. Thank you.
Helen, this is Heidi.
Yes, so, go ahead, Heidi.
Rob should be with us in the next 5 minutes. And again, what he's going to be talking about is basically, given the high number of requests that are now basically in even their second year of being implemented, you know, does that mean that it might be going into core? And if so, does that mean that, for example, one of these requests that have now, you know, is in their second turn and going through the additional budget requests, do they now need to submit another request if there's a really good chance of them going into CORA this year? Another question, Alan, is additional travel support for the new GAC liaison. How would that, how should that be handled?
I have answers for that if you'd like me.
Go ahead.
My answers are there are a number of things like the travel funds for the GAC that I think we're looking for advice from Rob as to what we need to do to make sure it gets funded, because that's the kind of request that if it doesn't get funded, we're in big trouble. And, you know, something we've worked hard for in that particular case is going to go down the drain, when worked hard for 10 years on, is going to go down the drain if we don't get a little bit of funding. So, you know, there are some things which are not, we're hoping are not discretionary, but they don't fit the model because we've been told we're not supposed to request ICANN meeting travel funding in these kind of things. So we are looking for some advice on some of those. And I think we had a hand from Tijani. I saw one from Andre, but it seems to have gone down. Tijani, go ahead. Tijani, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Tijani speaking. I have a question for Heidi. When she started speaking at the beginning, she said something about something that it was possible, but it is not possible anymore with the additional request. Can you see what is it? I didn't understand it. I didn't get it.
Let me double check. I think it was referred to. Tajani. So this was the issue about outreach. So outreach activities, for example, travel, a request for travel to conferences or meetings where it's the primary focus will be on outreach. And again, that should not, those types of activities should not be submitted. They should go through CROP instead. Because again, as I mentioned, all regions get 5 trips, and I'm not sure that all of those requests in every region are being utilized to their full extent. I know they are in Africa, and I believe in Nuralo as well, but I'm not sure if all other regions are using them. But I believe we have Rob.
Sorry, Heidi.
Is that okay, Tajani?
Heidi, question. Do you mean that a request for any workshop on the IGF will not be accepted in the future?
No, that's not for outreach. Again, you'll see that those requests that have been approved for the IGF, are primarily for the workshop or a panel. And then the element, if that requests for both a panel as well as outreach, oftentimes we'll say approved for the workshop but not for outreach. Obviously, if that request comes from the region where the IGF is taking place, that might be different. But for example, in the past, requests from AP Rallo and AF Rallo for outreach at an IGF not in their region, it will only the approval was for the workshop itself. Now, I've been in touch with Mandy Carver, who is with Government Engagement, already noting that the interest in having increased activities for both outreach and other workshops, et cetera, at future IGFs, and in particular the one in Geneva. And I think that if we just start working in advance and have a plan, then we can work with them and hopefully we can get some activities there without having to go through the request process. But I believe Rob is on the call now. Rob, are you here?
I am, Heidi. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you.
Sorry for my lateness. I'm happy that I was able to connect with you all for at least 20 minutes or so.
Thank you, Rob. So basically, we've reviewed the criteria, particularly the additional at-large guidelines. We've reviewed the schedule. So I believe what remains for you is a discussion on the procedure for requests that have been approved once or twice and stand a good chance of being incorporated into the core project, into the core budget.
Thanks. I'll touch on that briefly and also be happy to answer any questions that anybody has. Thanks for having me on this call. I have worked with the finance team now for a couple of years in terms of playing an advisory role to help them in terms of administering the process. So I'd like to think I have some good insights on it, but as I learn every time I talk to you all, there are additional elements to be able to consider and understand. So thanks for the dialogue. I think just in terms of a quick introduction, you may have touched on this, Alan or Heidi. I think it's very important that you've already gone through the ALAC criteria for additional budget requests and the importance of working through your internal community processes in terms of anything that you're going to be submitting to ICANN staff and the board. In the past, it has been an excellent means and mechanism for streamlining the requests that come from your community, giving assurances to members of the board and ICANN senior staff that the requests that are coming in are done so through a thorough, thoughtful process. I think it's worked out very well in the past, and I thank you guys for continuing that effort. In terms of overall work, the interest of those of us on staff who are involved in some of the nitty-gritty on this, our goal is to not make more work for all of you. We recognize that just this process of submitting special budget requests carries some substantial burdens. And so we want to minimize those as much as possible. And the point that Heidi raises that I guess you all have talked about a little bit is that there are some activities that start off as requests for a pilot effort and then prove to be successful over time. And, you know, what do we do with those? Do you need to keep asking for them? When do they actually ever convert to something that's more formal or core to the ICANN overall budget? And the answer to that is it's not set in stone. Generally, the approach that Xavier took early on in the process, collaborating with David Olive and Sally Costerton, because they're the sort of senior recommendations team that interacts with the board on these, is that pilot efforts are the core of this work. You know, the special budget request process was designed as sort of a venting mechanism that was introduced about 7 or 8 years ago now that acknowledged that the staff or the board are not the final arbiters of all this, at least in terms of understanding what the communities need, and that there should be an active role that you all can take to expand the resources, suggest alternatives, and the rest. And at a certain point in time, it's demonstrated that success. But, for example, there were a number of activities that you all have engaged in the last several years that have been in pilot status and have proven to be successful. So what's the mechanism for saying, you guys are right, these are fine, and let's just declare that these are now part of the core ICANN budget? When I look at the list of projects that you all submitted and that were resolved in some way, shape, or form for this current fiscal year, for FY17, there are a number of those candidates. Items that were pilot efforts that now, you know, should become much more core to the ICANN budget. These are things that I think many of you are familiar with. These are things that Heidi and I talk about, not only among ourselves, but with the senior and finance teams as well. And so I'm happy to go through those individually if you'd like. It's probably more productive for Heidi and I to, you know, sit down in relatively short order, just run through the list and give you guys feedback that say, no, this is something that should be core. Don't worry about it. This is something that's on the bubble. You probably should submit a request for it. This is something that definitely needs to be asked for again. That might be the best approach to do it rather than, you know, spend the next 20 minutes going through each one individually. But I'm happy to do that however you guys want. Just to give you a little bit of context here, every year we're challenged by the overall budget process, and that is that right now, ICANN staff is being asked to produce their budget targets for the new fiscal year. At the same time that you are all, you know, talking about and preparing your requests, the requests that staff made are not resolved until the June timeframe, you know, in terms of their overall department budgets that David, Sally, Akram, and others all pull together. But the actions on the special requests that you all submit are acted upon in the April timeframe, April-May timeframe. So there may be things that staff make recommendations on now that could be rejected in the May or June timeframe. And if you all don't request it, thinking that, well, staff made a recommendation for this, so we're covered and we're fine, but then it somehow gets cut in the final budget proofing, then you're out of luck. So I think, you know, it's a balanced strategy that we need to discuss about particular ones that say, yeah, you know, just cut and paste and submit that one again, or let's update something, or let's just reiterate our desire to continue something until we know for sure. But I'm happy to go through each one and say, no, Alan, that one works for core. Tijani, that one we need to ask for again. Maureen, we need to consider how we're going to take an approach on another one. So I'm happy to do that in any way, shape, or form that you would like to do on this call or as sort of a parking lot item that Heidi and I address here over the next week so you guys get some quick feedback in terms of what you should be focusing on. Heidi, I'll stop there and see if there are any questions or if any of my remarks need to be clarified.
I have a couple of comments. I'm not sure they're questions. It's Alan speaking.
Hi, Alan.
Three issues. Number one, we still have some things to clear up from last year, and I really would like to get them cleared up before we, so we don't have to put a similar budget request in again this time, because the answer is still fuzzy. The major one from last year that's in that category is the use of our liaison travel slots, where we were told one thing, but the wording said something else. And we really need to get that cleaned up. So perhaps a one-to-one talk will address that. Number two, last year, like in previous years, we had in at least some cases, it wasn't as bad, but we had some cases where there seemed to be misunderstandings and the response did not really go along with the questions we were asking or the requests we were making. It wasn't very bad last year, but there were some occasions. And lastly, last year we had several requests which essentially got approved, dollars allocated, but then we were told we can't spend them. The example is funding for a training session, but we were then told, I think that funding included per diem, but then we were told we can't actually have a meeting outside of the normal meeting window. So I think we need to make sure that all parts of ICANN are talking together. And if funding is allocated, which implies something else is not going to be allocated, because there is only a finite window of money that you have, we want to make sure that we're not going to be told through a catch-22, a gotcha, that we can't use the results. So I think we need better communications all the way around on this process, and I look forward to not having such problems this year. I don't know if you really want to respond or not. You certainly don't need to, but I'll give you an opportunity. Then we have Tijani and Judith in this queue.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I very much appreciate your comments and agree with them wholeheartedly. In terms of prioritization, Heidi and I will prioritize that discussion about the liaison travel slots, so we've got that all cleaned up. I agree with you that this is an area of constant and never-ending improvement that we never ultimately achieve, but we constantly have to work on our communications efforts to make sure that not only are we communicating with all of you in terms of writing, but also working internally with our own staff. So we're committed to doing that and continuing to improve in that area. So we'll definitely keep those in mind as we move forward this year. Thanks very much, Alan.
Yeah, one further comment. I will point out that although we've had some missteps in the past, people have been flexible. 2 years ago, we had some funds allocated for travel which could not be used logistically. And ICANN was very flexible, and we ended up reallocating that money to something completely different, which was a good use of the money. And we did it publicly. It wasn't a secret. But, there has been flexibility shown when we have had these mess-ups. So for that, I'm grateful. Tijani.
Thank you very much, Alan. And thank you, Rob. Thank you. As always, you are always wonderful, and thank you very much. I have a question for you. You said that you don't want to overload us, but I am not sure that last year you did, because I was funded to go to the IGF, and you sent me the conditions for it. And one of the conditions is to make a report, and in the report I have to give a breakdown of the whole attendees of the IGF, according to the registration of the IGF, of the African people attending the meeting with a breakdown according to the stakeholders. So I have to choose who is African, who is not, and then I have to make the breakdown according to the stakeholders. I don't think this is productive or important for you or for me or for anyone.
and it took me a lot of time. So I think that those conditions that you are putting for it, I don't argue. I will make them. I did them. I made everything. But I think that it is a loss of time without any benefit for anyone. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Tijani. Let me respond to that, if I may, just briefly. I very much appreciate you going through and responding to those individual points in terms of submitting the report. And I hope that everybody else, you know, who's done the various travels for the various groups is doing the same thing. The intent there was not to create a tremendous more amount of work, but to be able to document what happened. I mean, one of the challenges is that we're trying to be as transparent, particularly in the new age of ICANN after the IANA transition, so that we can demonstrate, and you all can have the comfort that you're demonstrating that the funds are being used, that they're being productively used, and that you guys are achieving your goals. We are more than happy, and I really appreciate the feedback, to look at how we might modify some of those reporting requirements from year to year. I think the feedback that you provide is critical for doing that. And what we may want to do, and please in the future, feel that you can always do that. When you're looking at some of these things, go, really, guys? Let's try to comply with the spirit of the law. But if the letter of the law, this goes to Alan's point about being flexible, if the letter of the law, you know, just seems to be unreasonable or an extra amount of work, then let's see how we can adjust that and still comply with the spirit. Because the bottom line is that it is important, and it's really the only mechanism that we have, particularly with the IGF, to be able to say, okay, did you achieve what you wanted to accomplish? And is this moving things forward in terms of some of the goals? So thanks very much for producing that. We'll look at that in the other reports that are coming in. I think it was very important this year for you to make that effort at work, because it may help reinforce the value, because that's also one of our goals here, to be able to reinforce the value of that support at IGF and in other ways, as you all know, with CROP. So thanks very much for that feedback, and we'll definitely look at how we can improve that, still achieving the goals but minimizing the workload. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Judith?
Yes, hi, this is Judith Helsing for the record. My question to Rob is, when you were talking about projects, and Heidi was mentioning the projects that have been funded and two pilots, and I'm speaking about what I posted in the chat with the captioning project. We are now scheduling our second pilot for January and February. And with the extra money that Heidi was able to get, we are going to trial our French and Spanish. But I'm wondering, when does it go into core? It was originally funded into core. The money was put into core. When does it go into core, or do I have to keep submitting special budget requests for extensions and for English, Spanish, and French? Thanks.
Rob, if you let me... Give a modification to the question. Normally, when people request pilot budgeting, you know, you're requesting a budgeting to do X, and if you do it two or three times, it goes into core. Captioning is a different case. We have very limited funding to try captioning. If it were ever adopted, we would expect the amount of money that would go into the core budget would be far larger than the pilot. So it's a different kind of pilot than we have looked at in other cases, and I want you to answer in that context, not just will the limited money that we have gotten be put into the core, but how do we transition from something that was a nice idea to something that's now the business that ICANN does? Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Alan.
I want to add on to that is then, how do we look at the analysis of ICANN spending extra money on transcripts, which the idea was that if captioning was going to be proved effective, and that the transcripts were of the same quality, that the money could then be put in to have captioning for everything using that same funding that's funding for transcripts.
Yes, since we have mentioned the trade-off of captioning versus transcripts in our request, I presume that's part of the answer. Rob?
Thanks, Judith and Alan, for that. One of the reasons why a pilot has to take at least 2 years, if not longer, is, again, the calendar. So a pilot gets approved for the beginning in July, and 6 months later we're having to create the budgets already again for the next fiscal year, when there may be a case that the pilot hasn't fully engaged, where it's still in the planning mode, where you've only had two or three instances of a particular activity. And there was a recognition very early on that that just, you know, wasn't tenable. You simply couldn't make an appropriate evaluation on 4 months or 6 months of work. And so that's one of the basic justifications for moving forward. One of the critical elements about moving an activity from a pilot activity to core is demonstrated evidence that it's actually working. We've had a number of pilots that haven't worked, and people have said, yeah, well, glad we tried it. It hasn't worked. Let's move on. Many of you are very familiar with the community regional outreach pilot program. CROP still has two P's in it, and we've still been calling it a pilot, and we've been doing it for 4 years. So, I mean, part of it is, and this may address the point you're making, Alan, it's ultimately what is the magnitude. When we're talking about CROP, we're talking about six figures. When we're talking about the pilot for the captioning project, it was like $5,000, completely different of scale. But to your point, Alan, if this ultimately becomes part of the core, it could potentially be six figures or higher in terms of the ICANN policy budget. Right now, and let's just use this as a case study at the moment, the first year was a pilot. I think we did somewhere around 6 to 9 calls. We said, gee, we need to have more, so let's expand the pilot for the next fiscal year. We're actually what Judith and Heidi were able to work out, and Heidi was integral in doing this, as Judith mentioned, is, you know, be able to say, gee, can we continue this? Can we expand this? Can we do this a little bit different? We're learning things. I think at the very basic, we would need to show that things are being evaluated, being assessed, and that there is some actual improvements that we're seeing. I mean, one of the goals of this project is by going captioning, we're actually saving transcription costs, and so we should be able to do this for more calls. I think where my head is here for this one is coming in with a request that shares the current assessment, and I'm not talking about a formal assessment, Judith, but something over a course of several paragraphs, that says this is what we've done to date. We're finding this to be very productive. We think we should now move to the next phase, expand the type of languages that we're doing, as you've indicated, is going to be a test, expand this to more calls. So we'd like to continue the pilot, but we'd like to continue it at a higher rate. Let's double the funds. Let's, you know, whatever the right thing is there. To say that we would like to do more with this because it's proving to be quite successful. And then what you, me, Heidi, and others would need to do is, you know, really hold hands with Christina Rodriguez and members of the translation and interpretation team, and then say, okay, how can we expand this? How can we move it forward? But this would be the kind of thing, and I think this is true just about all the pilots. It's having an assessment that says, yeah, we think this is legit and should go to a core. And that's just part of our communications as a group that can actually take place, I think, outside this effort, outside this committee, but ultimately link back with this committee. I hope that was responsive, Judith and Alan.
Yep. Thank you very much. I see Judith has her hand up again. We are starting to run out of time, and as I said, I at least have a hard stop. Other people can stay on the call if they wish. One comment about going back to the IGF. I think ICANN needs to do some work and I've had this discussion with our CEO, and he agrees on more on a philosophical case of what are we trying to accomplish at IGFs and who should be there. We jump through hoops to get funding for a couple of days to put on a workshop or something. I don't have a clue what ICANN spent on the IGF this year. I'm not talking about funding for the IGF, but I'm just talking about travel. There were 10 board members, I believe, and uncounted staff members. And I think we need to rationalize what it is we're trying to do. I don't know what hoops people have to have to jump through internally to go to that meeting, or what board of directors have to do to get justification for funding. But I think we need a closer to a level playing field than we have right now for IGF. It's not a discussion we can have in this context, but it has to be had within ICANN on a wider scale. Judith, do you have anything very brief? Because we then would like to go to wrap-ups.
This is Judith Helsing for the record. Yeah, Rob, I guess I would like to discuss with you offline of what your suggestion is of how to put a next level, submission in, because we'll be finished up with our call in February. But this has to go in before then, so that's why. Thanks.
Thanks, Judith. This is Rob. I would be more than happy to collaborate with you and Heidi on what that would say. I think the bottom line is, given the status of that project, that there does need to be an additional submission to talk about the next phase of that program. The good news is I think you have a great story to tell. And so I think, I hesitate to say, it will almost write itself, but I think it is something that you can make a very good case on in terms of moving forward and expanding the pilot effort. Thank you.
Thank you. Heidi, any further, wrap-up comments or further things you want to add?
This is Heidi, Alan. The only thing is, again, I would stress that if you could just start now to work with your regions, I'm happy to be on all of those calls to discuss any of the proposals. I'm happy to answer questions with proposals that you're thinking about, and if need be, discuss them with Rob or finance. So I think that's it. I'm excited about what I'm hearing in the chat and what I'm hearing on the Skype chats that I'm having on the back.
Okay, for clarity, what is our official deadline for accepting requests from RALOS?
From RALOS, it is. Again, for the first, we need to have them go through the process. So it is by the 16th of the month, 16th of January. So 11 days.
Which is 11 days from now.
Yeah.
And presumably most of them have not been written yet. Correct. Similarly, we have a communal effort of the ALAC or individual ALAC members suggesting things, so the ALAC request can be done within 12 days. That's a rather tight target, so everyone, don't feel your duty is done because you've attended this meeting. We have some work ahead of us. Heidi, anything else?
I think that's it. Thank you very much.
We do have an item of next steps, but I think we've been pretty clear what the next steps are. I think we have to get our track shoes on and start running. Tijani, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. I'd like to say that the timeline is so tight that the interaction between the subcommittee and the RALOS and the ALSs will be very, very, we will have very, very small chance to do it because there is no time. This is something that I am sad for, and I would like it to be corrected by the fact that all the RALOS start now and do their request very, very soon so that they can have the feedback of the committee before the project is accepted or not accepted. So please start now. We have to send perhaps an email to remind all the railroads that they have to start now. Thank you.
Thank you. To the extent that RALO chairs and secretariats are not on this call, and a fair number are, I will ask staff to make sure to communicate the message. Anything else? Then I thank everyone for their attendance. Rob, I'll assume that we'll have a private chat sometime to make sure we're clear on the liaison issue, if you think you still need more input from me. We should get that done moderately soon, but not today. Anything else? Anyone else? Any comments? Heidi, Rob, or anyone else on the call? Then I will adjourn this call 2 minutes early. Thank you all.
Bye. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
This meeting is now adjourned. The audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much for your participation and have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.